Thanks, Sister Deb from don'tperish.com. Hey, tonight I want to talk about being content with food and raiment. And raiment is clothing. I'm sure most of you know that. You know, the Bible tells us that we're supposed to be content with those. And I want to read 1 Timothy 6, 6 through 8. But godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. You know, probably all of you already know that verse, but have you thought a little bit deeper about it? I have been, and I wanted to share it with you because, you know, those are the two things that are needed to sustain the temple of the Holy Spirit. And I'm pretty sure you all know that if you're a born-again child of God, your body is now the temple of the Holy Spirit. Let's read 1 Corinthians 3:16. Know ye not that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? You know, so basically, we're commanded to be content with the basic things in life that take care of the temple of the Holy Spirit, right? And even in that, God says he will take care of that for us. Let's read Matthew 6:24-34. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life and what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than them? Which of you by taking thought can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is evil thereof. You know, so like we're talking about, if you truly are a child of God and you have the hope of eternal life to come, we're commanded to be content with the most absolute, bare, basic necessities in this life, right? That'd be food and clothing. And let me go back here. What did I just read? Hold on. Verse 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God. So let us all seek the kingdom of God. God will take care of our food and raiment. And after that, does really anything else matter? So, houses, family, let's see, financial security, your job, whether you have to work out in the world or maybe you're a servant to your husband, your family, whatever that is, none of those are supposed to be affecting your contentment, because we seek the kingdom of God and the promises that he has set before us and what Christ has done and fulfilled. That is our contentment. It's all in Christ. And basically, we're supposed to just get along with food and raiment on the temple of the Holy Spirit, right? You know, so all that other stuff that I was listing, you know, the things that we have to get by within this world, you know, we do live in a house, we do have things that we have to do, things that we use within our lives, you know, kitchen gadgets and all these other things. Those can be additions to our life, but yet we also have to be real careful because 1 Timothy 6:9, let's read that. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. You know, so let's think about the sisters. Rich doesn't mean like you have lots of money. I mean, it could be, but it also means lots of possessions, things, stuff, things that we value. Not everybody values the same things, but if you have a lot of stuff that you value, You can definitely be caught into temptation of lusting after more and more. And that's what we see. It seems like the more people get, the more they lust after it. So it's like an ongoing battle of the flesh. Let's read Philippians 4, 11 and 12. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. You know, if we have all those awesome, precious promises to look forward to, then nothing else in this life really matters, does it? We don't want to be lusting after it. And 2 Peter 1, 2 through 4, let's read this. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of our Lord Jesus Christ. And of Jesus our Lord. I'm not reading so well. Sorry about it. I'm going to start that over again. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to his glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in this world through lust. There's that lust again. We want to escape all that because look at the divine promises we have that we can focus on. Let's not be focusing on all that other stuff. But I will say that, you know, here's something to think about. We do kind of have to focus on food and raiment because it's kind of interesting that the life of a godly Titus 2 woman has a lot to do with that, doesn't it? A sister was just writing about this. Food and clothing are something that us godly women do have to work at pretty much, you know, because if you think about it, to cook all the food, we got to plan the meals. It can take a lot of our day because you got to cook it, clean it up, you're planning it. You're gardening, you're preserving it, you're shopping, you're looking for sales on it. You know, it consumes a lot of our day. And if you want to be diligent and frugal about it, you really have to work at it. So you can't avoid that. Let's look at the clothing and then I'm going to give you a warning here. So if we think about clothing, you know, some people sew it. That takes a lot of time and planning, a lot of skill. Maybe some people need to learn it. And then if you can't sew or don't have that skill or whatever, then now you got to shop for it. And then when you finally do find it, hopefully you're doing it in a frugal manner like thrift stores and stuff, which can take a long time. Then maybe you got to modify it, you got to mend it. Not only all that, now we got to wash it and dry it, put it away. Maybe you're changing children and diapers. So think about the average day for a godly woman. Between the food and the raiment, it takes up a good portion of her day. What woman's got a whole bunch of time to be worrying about all that other stuff? You know, so we have to be careful not to get swept away within the food and clothing either, because in the food, we see mostly it's the food that professed believers get wrapped up in. Special recipes, and it's got to be all organic. It's got to be special and perfect and served on the different plates and all that stuff. Let's wipe all that away. I'm not saying it's wrong to do some of that, but let's not put our lust on that and let's not rest our flesh in that, because that can become, you know, like something rich, like we talked about, having many things, much possessions. So let's see. Matthew 6, 19 through 21 tells us we're to store up our treasures in heaven, not here on this earth. So food and raiment shouldn't be treasures. They should just be something that we use to get by. Let's read it. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. So you sisters, we need to remember that where the treasure is, that's where our heart's going to be. And our heart should be for the Lord. And then taking care of whatever the bare basics is that we need to get through this life, like we're talking about, food and raiment. And I'm sure y'all could make this great big huge list, just like I could, about all the things that can distract us in this life and become a treasure here on this earth and lead us astray away from where we should be. Think of Martha and Mary. Martha was getting wrapped up in the things that she was supposed to do, But Mary had the right perception. Mary had the right thing going on because she was doing the most important thing. Now, you and I, sisters, we have to learn how to meld the two of them together. Keep the most important thing, our eyes focused on Christ, and then just do the other things just to get by. So anyway, this is just all a friendly reminder to all of us to keep Christ as the center and not this world and what it has to offer and Satan trying to distract us. So anyway, I'm going to leave you with this. Hebrews 13:5. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Amen. What an awesome promise. Well, I hope you all have a good evening, and Lord willing, I will be back tomorrow on the Sisters Blog to encourage you again. Take care, and I love you all in the Lord. May God be praised.